Hi, this is Grant Thomas and welcome to the latest Audio Boo and podcast. A lot of buzz right now and excited about next month. I'm going to be going back behind the wheels of steel. Those of you who have known me for a while knows for about 13 years I DJed sort of part-time but hung the headphones up about 6 years ago. So next month, not at a public event, but it's going to be a private party, but we'll be back for a limited set. We are considering some options like streaming it just to give you guys something to smile at. So keep up to date on Facebook and Twitter and you'll see the updates coming through. Okay, you probably haven't failed to notice that it's 35 shopping days till Christmas. And if you're not feeling festive yet, there's a lot of stuff you could be doing over the next couple of weeks to get you in the mood. First of these is the Bath Christmas Market. If you haven't been to Bath Christmas Market, there's about 120, 130 different wooden chalets, kind of Swiss style, selling loads of festive stuff and mulled wine and Christmas food. It's a fantastic event. If you can get there, book a hotel overnight. You won't regret it. It's running this year from the 26th of November through to the 6th of December. If that's a bit too far, then there's a local alternative for those of you based around the south coast here. Winchester Christmas Markets are running from the 27th of November through to the 20th of December. And the real difference here is that an open-air ice rink that you can actually book your place on. If the weather's right, you really can't beat it. It's actually in the Cathedral Square behind Winchester Cathedral, so a marvellous backdrop. And again, there's some wooden chalets going around the outside selling some festive goods, etc. Not as big as Bath, but a really good day out. By the way, have you seen some of the Christmas ads on telly so far this year? Some of them have been running for 2 or 3 years, but there's a fantastic new one for Waitrose. Check it out on my Facebook page today. Camilla Kerslake is the actual woman singing the song. Really, really good. Okay, movie news. Let's cover the last couple of weeks. I've gone to see the new Disney 3D Christmas Carol. For me and for my generation, there's only one Christmas Carol, and that, of course, is the Muppets Christmas Carol. But if you want something really brought up to date, then check out the 3D effects on this new film. It's quite amazing. Don't wait for it to come out on DVD. The 3D at home is nothing like it is at the cinema. So get there, take a check. It's all CGI. Very, very effective. You can also read my full movie review on grantthomas.com. This week I went and saw 2012. A lot of hype and $160 million worth of effects. Quite a letdown, frankly. It's nearly 3 hours in length and it's just non-stop, over-the-top, unrealistic plotline. If you just want to go and watch a film without having to consider the actual plot or anything complex like that, it's just a no-brainer. The effects are stunning. The special effects really are good. But the movie itself is very average. I gave it 4.5 out of 10. Again, you can read the movie news on grantthomas.com. So that's what's happening in the next couple of weeks. You can keep up to date on facebook.com/grant2, on twitter.com/grantathomas, or indeed at grantthomas.com. Thanks for now and speak to you soon.